on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is October 2nd, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast on all our channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, iTunes, and also, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcasting streaming channels. That'll help us out tremendously. If you like what you hear, love what you what you're hearing, what we talk about, smash the like button on YouTube, follow us, get the notifications, and let's continue growing. We've been growing and growing each week, each month, and we'd love to have you as part of our show and comments. Okay, we are streaming live every week on Facebook and YouTube every Thursday at 8 p.m., and let's get it going. Mr. Byron Jones, how you doing today? I know I'm happy.
I'm doing wonderful. How are
you? Doing wonderful. Can't get it right. Can't get right, fan. What does that mean?
It means just can't get it right. You know, the Giants did well this week. And then, you know, next week, Lord knows what's going to happen. And just the crazy things are going on.
All right. Well, let's bring one of our favorite Giant fans and guest host, Mr. Big Blue Ant with a phenomenal foray of Giant hats. Welcome to the show, my brother.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening? Where's a nice hat? I got so many hats, but I got only one regular Giant hat. I was going to wear it tonight, but like you look good in hats. I look like a peanut head and stuff.
I appreciate it.
Welcome to the show. Well, big win for the Giants. I'm going to eat a little bit of crow, right? I still think my logic was sound, but I'm happy that I was wrong because I'll take the win, right? That's it. But my thing was, again, you know, I was concerned of putting this kid out there against one of the best ranked defenses, against a high-powered offense. My defense was concerning for me. You know, they were getting better. But I'll take the win. I was happy with it. I think the kid brings the energy to the team. I like the way he danced when he scored. You know, he seems likable. You know, Daniel Jones is playing well. By the way, we'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, he did bring some spark. But, you know, I still got to take it easy. And, well, I'll see what everybody else has to say. But, anyhow, that's the deal. I do believe the defense played really well. I mean, because at the end of the day, we held that team to, what, 10 points? It was like 13-10. What was the final score, 13-10?
21-18.
Okay. You keep a team under 20 points, pretty good for Giants, right? We gave up 40-something against Dallas, right? And, you know, so I don't know what's going on there. But the defense played well. Dexter Lawrence came in for a big play. I was thinking about you, Byron. He got that interception, didn't he? And then Brian Burns is the guy you've been talking about. To me, he's the guy off the radar. Like, of all the guys we're picking, you mentioned Brian Burns almost every single time. But, like, if we started talking, we would talk about Thibodeau. We were talking about Abdul Carter. We talked about Dexter Lawrence. You're the one that always brings up Brian Burns. And Brian Burns has delivered every game. But – anyhow, that's the deal. I am super happy the Giants win. I will take that. Put me to it was super happy. So anyhow, let's talk a little bit about the win, Byron. Tell me your takes on the win and what are your thoughts, you know, Jackson Dart, and we'll go from there. And we'll go around the horn.
Well, I love, you know, what you said before, that Jackson Dart and Scatter will bring a different energy. Now you can see the whole team just had a different energy, you know, about them, you know, with these two young guys. The only thing that, you know, bothered me, and yeah, I was kind of like, when Malik Nabers got hurt, you know, we got to mention that, you know, as far as, you know, how are they going to replace him? it was all around. You know, I think Burns has like 5 sacks now. He's leading the league in sacks. You know, he's playing very well. Abdul Carter was a menace, you know, all game.
And yes, he was playing, bro. He was playing.
And if it wasn't for that 6'6", 250-pound quarterback back there, Justin Herbert, he probably had at least 3 or 4 sacks. So he's applying constant, you know, pressure. You know, it seems like Dexter Lawrence is finally awakened from his slumber, because you know, for the last 4 games, you know, prior to, you didn't hear anything about it, like nothing. And I understand he's getting double teamed and triple teamed all the time, and you know, the other guys are making plays. But you know, every now and then you got to have the big fella, you know, make a play. And the only thing that I have, the other problem I have, is that he doesn't have like a running mate like he had when, you know, Leonard Williams was there. He doesn't have the other guy to take the pressure, you know, off of him. And, you know, hopefully with, you know, I think the kid's name is Alexander, and
Darius
Alexander, and those guys, they have to, you know, step up their game, you know, to help him. But, you know, overall, you know, as a win, yeah, that was a good win against the Chargers. Really good win.
Against a good coach, a good quarterback, yep, a good team, a good offense, a good defense. That's a good win, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it wasn't for the penalties against Dallas, they should have beat Dallas. They should have 2 wins under their belt. Now, should have, would have, could have, got it. But go ahead, Big Ant. Give me your review.
No, I agree with everything Byron said. I mean, Cam Scataboo, it's weird because
– I love that guy, man.
I know. On one side of it, he scares the hell out of you. And on the other side, he just sparks you so much that you're like, this kid knows how to take a beating, and he's okay with it, you know. But you're afraid as a fan to be like, you know, how much longer can he do this before he ends up on the IR? The thing, and again, his first game, I know a lot's going to be built up on him, and he's still a rookie. He's got a lot to learn. But I think, number one, he's got to learn how to slide.
Who?
Jackson Dart.
Okay,
he's got to learn how to slide.
For our listeners, remember, everybody's watching. So you were talking about Scataboo.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I jumped from one end to the other.
How's the freaking? Why don't want to run a back sliding?
Nah,
you talk about Jackson Dart, which we got a problem. I think that's a quarterback problem, because
every
quarterback we had, other than Eli, who's mentored by his family, Daniel Jones didn't slide. Jackson Dart ain't sliding. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, absolutely. And I think more importantly than that, because, you know, he's showing that he's willing to put his head down, and the team has to love that, you know, a quarterback that's willing to die for his guys to get that extra yard. But the thing I hated more than that was, why are you stiff-arming people with your throwing hand? Like, just that one you just don't do. Just don't do that. But other than that, I mean, again, he was a big spark. He just showed, like, it's almost like without all the passing yards, he looked like the rookie we expected him to be. But I'm with you. I still say it was a little early. And based on what he did, it shows. But I think as the season goes on, I mean, Daboll has already said, barring any injury, he will be the quarterback for the rest of the season. So I'm hoping just to see each week a little more progression, a little more learning. And I think he'll be fine.
Guys, but to put some light to the thing – you know, we only put up 250 yards versus their 338. We only passed for 89 yards, but we had a good rushing game, 161. Obviously, some of it Jackson Dart. Let's see who the player was versus their 152. Right, we averaged 3.6 a carry a play. They averaged 6. So, you know, but we got 20 first downs. Third down efficiency was excellent. We were 7 of 15. They were 4 or 12. That's how good the defense played, right? Got them off the field. And Byron, we've always talked about it. I know everyone's saying it starts with the line, starts with the line, but, you know, which I agree, other than the fact that Giants start with defense, right? Stop these guys. We were losing games by 2 points. Can't do that. Fourth down efficiency wasn't so big. Giants ran 69 plays. Versus they won 13 more plays. We gave up 6 sacks, though, bro.
Yeah, because he wouldn't get rid of the ball.
You know, he gave up 6 sacks. That's youth against a good defense, right? Didn't we say we were worried? His defense, he's not going to survive getting sacked 6 times.
Right.
And especially the way he's running, like Big Blue just mentioned. We only had 2 sacks, punted equally. I'm just going because I always look at it, but we had the ball. Like, this is weird, though. We had less yards. me see. Look at penalties. Look at the difference in penalties, okay? If we would have not had those penalties against Dallas, we were 8 of 43. It's still a lot of penalties, but only 43 yards. The Chargers had 14 for 107 yards. So that, that negates their 338, understand? And then right. we had the ball for 11 minutes, almost an entire quarter longer. So it's numbers, you know, I always mention stats just to see, because sometimes on paper it looks like the game was closer than it was. Sometimes on paper it looks like it should have been a blowout. Sometimes on paper, but I always liked looking at the paper only because of certain key points. Penalties and the amount of yards, right, because that hurts pieces. Sacks allowed, right? And if overall we won the game, but Dart didn't light it up. He sparked the team, though. That's what I think he did. He sparked the team. And the fact that we were on the field – now I'm going to let you go now, Big Blue, then Byron. The fact that we were on the field for 11 minutes longer – helps the defense. Byron, you know that better than anybody else, especially our big bot guys, right?
Yep.
I'll take that type of play anytime, win or lose. You understand? I just want them to look competitive. I really want our defense, because the defensive backs stepped up too, Byron. They stepped up. They played well.
No. Let's get it right, except for Tay Banks, our former number one pick. Yeah, He's
waiting to go to another team to perform.
I've said for a long time when it came to Tay Banks, more specifically, that the reason he's not doing as good as he was in year one is because he was literally a product of the Wink Martindale defense. Had Wink still be there, it might be a different story. But I think he's a hardcore part of what Wink was trying to do with the defense. And he proved it that first year. Now, again, could it have been, you know, the rookie, you know, blasting off kind of thing and then what goes into the sophomore slump and everything? It could be, but I don't think it was. I think the way Wink ran the defense was suited for Tay Banks and the way he played.
Well, you know,
Byron. Like with Wink, a lot of the stuff he did was, you know, man-to-man, you know, coverage. But then – when you see this guy, like, you know, when I wink there and try to cover somebody, you know, one-on-one, and Victor, even we talked about this before with him, you know, he's running the ball. The ball's in the air. He doesn't get his head around at all. And he runs into people all the time.
That's why he's always getting the interference calls.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, if you don't turn your head around at one point, you know, you're going to get called because you can't they're looking for that, right? You need to play the ball, right? And you got to see what's happening. You know what they're throwing. I still don't understand why they can't cover the short, like the cutback pass. But overall, though, the defense played well, but we were helped by penalties. 100 yards in penalties is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the defense was also helped by the fact that the Chargers were without two of their bigger linemen, two of their starters. Mm-hmm. I think that made a difference too, because if you look at a lot of the getting in the face of Herbert and everything, they were only four man rushes. Mm-hmm. Like we were only putting four guys and they were getting pressure. So, I mean, that's a telltale of that defense or that offense not holding their own.
Abdul played well. You know what I mean? I mean, he was putting the pressure, right? Yeah. So here, let me get the banner that we had. Here we go. Giants, Chargers 18, Giants 21. Hold on. Jackson Dart threw a touchdown pass and ran for another one in his score debut. You know, I'll take it. Two touchdowns from the quarterback.
Let's don't forget about Drew Phillips. He played very well, too, the corner. If we're going to talk about a corner, let's talk about him, too. Mm-hmm. He played very, you know.
That's what I was saying. The corners played well. Right. Yeah, but it also helps that you're getting rest. Well, it helps that you're getting rest, and it also helps that Abdul Carter, Lawrence, like defense was played. You know what I mean? They were putting pressure, and you know, defense is more of a unit because we're just dogs, right? So once one unit starts doing well, the other unit needs to pick up because you're gonna yell at. You know what I mean? If the line doesn't do their part, linebackers, D backs are gonna yell at them. If the linebackers are they're apart, the D-backs and the linemen are going to yell at them. If the D-backs aren't doing their part, the linebackers and the linebacker yell at them. You know what I mean? So it's one of those units that, like, everything moves. There's only three units. You know what I mean? As an offense, you have multiple units, and things have to move all at the same time. A little bit more complex. But on defense, you know, you get pumped up if your guy's seen, you're putting pressure on it. Now you could be a little bit more lax. You know what I mean? You can see where the ball is. You don't have to panic. You know, you the same way a quarterback has – you know how they say the quarterback needs to have a mental clock, right? You need to know, you know, how many – mentally, you need to know how many seconds you have that ball in your hand. You better get rid of it or run. Defensive back has the same feeling, right? You're knowing how long you're running. There's a time either that pass is coming or it's going somewhere else. You're right? Or a guy's running.
Right.
Right? Or the, you know, or the quarterback's going all the way. There's a lot of things going on at the same time. But, hey, for the most part, I'll take the win. I'll still – again, look, Daniel Jones won his first game. I just think Jackson Dart excites that team. And by the way, speaking of Scatabu, Byron mentioned the same thing. He's concerned that he's running. But, man, John Riggins used to run that way. Come on, there's a lot of players that run hard. Derrick Henry runs hard. He's just really big.
But look at the two people you just picked. They're way bigger than this guy. John Riggins is a big back. And we can't even say anything about Henry is just
pinned. Right. Yeah. So,
Henry's a linebacker.
Yeah,
but Walter Payton wasn't that big, and he'd run right through you and bounce off, right? I mean, there's several backs. Look at some of the fullbacks of the day, right? They would pound, and I didn't get the ball as much, but they would pound it through. Running backs get hurt. He's a rookie too, and I just think he wants to get paid. You know, he's playing hard, giant football, and people like that. You know what I mean? Now, so if he gets hurt, you know, you don't want him to get hurt, but those running backs are built to take hits. Look, let's not confuse it. A running back, correct me if I'm wrong, though, a running back is hitting or is getting hit on every play.
Yeah.
Unless he's just missing a block, right? But he has to hit on every play.
Yeah.
So he's figuring, if I get the ball, I'm going to hit you because – tell me a time that a running back doesn't hit. The only time is if he's running a flare, if he's running a pass, right? Outside of that, he's hitting. He's going through a hole. He's protecting. He's doing something, right?
Right. Yeah. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry, Byron.
He reminds me of, I'm going to show my age again, like a Rob Carpenter back in the day running back, number 26 for the Giants. Then you have Ahmad Bradshaw, number 44, hard running running back. Then we have, way back to show by age, was Doug Kotar, another 44, the same number, and all these, you know, they run hard, you know, they're not going to miss contact. So, you know, he just falls into line with that number 44 for some reason.
Speaking of bringing up the number 44, which is what I was getting to a little bit, was Cam Scatabu reminds me of another 44, Mike Allstott, but with the mentality of a Jeremy Shockey. Like, the kid's obviously a wild man. And then he plays like Mike Allstott. Like, he's looking to be a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scatabu, he ran the ball 25 times. Okay? He ran the ball 25 times. He threw 20 passes, right? Look how even we did the offense, right? Well, that's not true. Because we ran the ball 42 times. The running backs ran at 17. We threw a 20, but Scatabu and the other Singletary. What happened to Tracy?
Tracy's hurt. He's out for 4 weeks.
Shit, that hurts us, man.
Yeah, he dislocated his shoulder.
That would give us a dual combo. You know what I mean? That would preserve Scatabu.
But I would have called up Turbo.
Interesting. Yeah. Darius Slayton, okay, Wandale Robinson, Scatabu. I mean, hey, look, overall, I think it was good. I was just looking at the numbers, and then we'll go from there. Dart finished 13-20, 111 yards, ran the ball 10 times for 54 yards. That helps us with first downs. And then, he gave a shout-out to Russell Wilson. Again, I want to give a shout-out to Russell Wilson. I know this week wasn't the easiest, but he handled like a professional. I have a ton of respect for him. So that's nice to hear. That kid knows what to say.
It's professional. I mean? It's professional the way he went about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it meant a lot to Russ, too.
Brian, any talks about this? Russell Wilson expected to become a trade target? Like, who's going to pick him up?
Cincinnati Bengals.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cincinnati Bengals. What about the Ravens?
Nah. What, the backup? Nah, he's not that kind of quarterback for Ravens. Nah.
No. He's not. Okay.
They already got Cooper Rush, which is a bad mix for them. I don't know why they didn't sign more, like, you know, more.
Right,
like
but Shadur, they wanted Shadur, and they didn't want to go there to be the backup to him. And now, look, you could have had your shot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Giants defense made a big play. Brian Burns sack of Justin Herbert that forced the Chargers to punt late in the game. Brian Burns is playing. And it's helping that Abdul Carter is putting pressure. We need that kid to show up. We need finally a guy to show up. Hopefully, by the way, Thibodeau missed some of these guys, man. I don't know what's going on with Thibodeau.
See, I don't put that much emphasis on Thibodeau. I think he's disruptive, and that's what we need him to do so the other guys can get in there. Not every guy's going to be able to get in on every play. And with Thibodeau being disruptive like he was, I mean, he did have one of the sacks. But the fact that he's disruptive, and this is – I think he gets – people get a little led away from him over the last 2 years. But even those last 2 years, I always thought he was disruptive. Now, he wasn't the superstar that we drafted in the first round. You know, he hasn't been that. But he's still been a consistent guy who's constantly giving the quarterback some fits, constantly giving the linemen some fits.
Okay, I'll watch him. But I watched him either against Dallas, I think, or this game. No, against Dallas, where he just missed – you know what I mean? And it's like the problem is when you have such a high expectation and you see that, because like even the sacks he had last year, Big Blue, like they weren't meaningful. Like they were just sacks in the game. You understand?
Right.
And which we're going to talk about the Dallas and then game. But I'm just saying to you, it's just I'll watch him. If you're saying that and that's happening, I'll take it. If he's being disruptive, you know, that means Bill Carter Lawrence is going to get in or – They're gonna switch and go to Abdul Carter and hopefully Thibodeau could step it up. I would wish nothing better to have those guys three lead this team.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm with you. I'm with you with the Thibodeau thing because the thing I have been aggravated with, it seems like whenever he's getting close to the play, it's always a second late. Always a second late before getting there. And I'm with you on that. But I still think he's being more disruptive.
No, like when you look at like all three of them together. Burns is explosive and got a bend come around the corner. Abdul Carter has the bend come around the corner and all kind of other stuff he does. Thibodeau's more like a power kind of rusher. You know, he doesn't have the bend that those two guys have. That's the only difference. He's disruptive, but he just has a different way. You know, and I can see him, and I'm gonna throw this out there. I can see him being a trade. You know, trade him because I don't think they're gonna pick him up. You know, as far as you know, 45 or you know whatever the number is now with edge rusher. So I can see them trying to trade him sometime. You know, before the end of the year.
Right.
Well, you know, hopefully, I don't know if we want to pay that much, but. Hopefully, you know, there's still a lot of season left that they go watch the film and see that they how well they played. You got to remember, they played well, but 100 yards and penalties helps. That means, you know, you're staying on the field. That helps on time, right? But, you know, look, it wouldn't be bad if he becomes a star that we thought he would be, right?
Right.
It wouldn't hurt us, Byron. Right. Then we're starting to build defense. Cause remember back in the day, look at the linebacker crew we had. I mean, all four of them were great. Okay. I didn't have a problem with that. But one thing is we're gonna talk about Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers out for season with torn ACL. Okay. Let me just say something to you, Byron, about that. All right, let me get off this. So didn't we say the other day what we were frustrated was is that all they're doing is running him flies. What did he get hurt on? He ran on a fly pattern, jumping for the
ball.
Okay. Well, you know, come on. He's a young kid and stuff, but you're running him too much. And then every time you make him get up in the air, every time you jump in the air as an athlete, you risk something, right? Basketball players, right? The way they land. You know, football players, right? Every time you jump and land on your feet, you're risking an ankle, you're risking something, right? basketball players, that's why their backs hurt. They're always jumping, right? Don't get me wrong. They jump, but they got to worry about landing on someone's foot. If you're only running fly patterns with this guy, it was inevitable. Something's going to happen.
You know what I mean? I put some of that on the quarterback too, because if you look at some of those plays, including that one, a lot of these balls are being underthrown and he's just trying to make a play. Again, I agree with you. He's not getting much other than the fly patterns, but again, he's being underthrown so much that, you know, he's trying to make a play because that's the kind of player he is. And unfortunately, it cost him this time.
Yeah. And that, you know,
yeah, but didn't they draft Jalin Hyatt? Let's throw his name out there. But they drafted him to do that. And for some reason, he can't get on the field. When they do throw him the ball, which is not very often, he doesn't, you know, it just like he doesn't fight for the ball. You know, I don't know, you know, when he came in from, you know, Tennessee or whatever, you know, he was a, you know, top wide receiver, you know, in the nation, all this other stuff. And it was a reason why he was drafted, you know, in the third round. But now he has to step up to the plate. Now he has to be that guy. If they want to throw a go pattern, there's your guy. If that's the only thing, and that's, put him out there so he can do it.
And I agree with that. And the thing about that that kills me is, you know, when Jalin Hyatt came into the league, the one thing they were talking about is that breakaway speed. I haven't seen it. And I think that Coach Daboll and the wide receiver coaches are more concerned with his route running than they are about him just getting open.
Yeah, but I mean, then if that's the case, run him on the fly. It's not exactly that hard.
No, I agree.
Just run him on the fly. Make him a decoy. If he's fast and you have to protect him deep, make him a decoy. Don't do that, Malik Nabers, who could do anything.
Yeah.
Give him a screen. Give him a reverse. Give him something. Put the ball. That kid is a talent.
I'm a little upset that Wandell wasn't more of the
hold on, Blue. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think the Dallas Scouts has said something about Jalin Hyatt, you know, as far as the only thing he could run was go route. Everybody knows that's the only thing he can do.
If you mean then the run thing, him.
But everybody in the NFL, the defensive back, everybody can run with him. Everybody can. Just back up.
But now you're getting rid of a defensive player. Right? So let him run with him. And now I got Malik Nabers. So once in a while, run them both. Now you got a problem. Right? You run him on a go route, but run him through the seams. Make two defensive backs covering him. Right? If he's running in the seams, you where that safety goes, Malik Nabers is going to get it. Right? So you got to just run him to just distract, make him a distraction.
Make him go get the ball.
Make him a distraction. After a while, they're going to, I'm telling you, If you're covering a guy that's running go routes, you're also running as a defensive back. So you're getting tired, okay? And you start getting frustrated because they're not even throwing them the ball, right?
Yeah.
You got to lull that brother to sleep, right? Let him out. But tell this guy to tell Jalin, change your speed on the go route. Go fast all the time. Slow it down. Go fast. Yeah. Slow it down. Right? Cats that dude sleeping. Right? Yeah. Then you gotta stop. But don't do it to Malik Nabers. The only thing I see Malik Nabers is always on a downfield pass. Right? Mm. And where was he playing, Byron? Where was the game at, Byron?
That terrible field, MetLife.
What is it gonna take for the NFL to step in? Are the owners saying, guys, you need to do something because you're risking – you don't care about your players? That's fine. But there's a lot of visiting team players that are getting injured on that field.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how somebody is not stepping in. The poor Dolphins lost a player, one of their starters playing there. All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, on a sad note, you know, how old is John Mara? Is he young?
I think he's in his 80s.
That's what I thought, but Santiago thought he was for some reason, Santiago thought he was like in his 60s. But I can't imagine him being, he's 70. That's still kind of young.
Really? 70?
Yeah. He looks old. Well, you know, prayers out to him and the family, you know, still Giants, but anybody, you know, his tangent is terrible. Right. And I heard he doesn't even want to get like surgery or anything. Thing with problem with cancer with surgery, once you open someone up that has cancer and you don't get it, it spreads real fast.
Yeah.
You know, And yep. This, unfortunately, it's happened with my dad too. All righty. All right, guys, we're going to take a little commercial break sponsored by Venture HR Global. Venture Global. They are in 160 countries. Pretty much we're in every country in the world. So one quick break.
Borders? Optional. Complexity? Handled. Growth? Endless. The future of work is global. Introducing Venture Global, your all-in-one solution to find, hire, and pay talent around the world. Finding you the talent you need in the countries you're expanding into. Managing your employees across the globe, from contractors to EOR, all compliantly. And paying them on time in their currency with ease through a global HRIS platform. With Venture Global, we make international expansion feel local. Venture Global, built for borderless business.
All right. Thank you, Venture Global. If you want more information, we have a link and a landing page on the bottom. Just click on the link. If you know anybody that's looking to expand both in the United States and globally, think of Venture Global. All right. Back to the show. Let's go. We got going on here. Well, hey, you know, this is what. Yes, sir.
Hey, real quick. I'm looking at like all the guys that have been injured on that turf. There's some pretty big names that were injured. Like Nick Bosa was injured there. Solomon Thomas, Garoppolo, Mozart, Sterling Sharp, Wanda Robinson, Blake Martinez, Achilles tear, Shane Lemieux, Petula tear, the giant guy, Peppers, Kyle Fult, Aaron Rodgers, Achilles. Al Woods, Jalen Phillips, Achilles, Andrew Thomas's foot, and now Malik Labors. Those are a lot of big name guys, man, got hurt on the turf.
Just ballpark, how much is that in millions in their salaries?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least close to a billion. Half a million, half a hundred, half a billion, 750 million.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, is they said that they replaced the field prior to that 2 years ago. And I was down on that field, and it didn't feel any different to me.
I don't know. The guy gets up with freckles of black tar.
Yeah, but aren't they having, like, the soccer thing? Aren't they having the soccer
Yeah,
thing?
They're changing yeah, they're it. They have to change it for real grass. But yeah. They're putting on a what they're concerned is the fact that they're going to do the soccer – but what happens is they put concerts and everything in there. So they're trying – the money that's being made is being renting out the concerts. So they got to do something else. But other teams have turf, and you don't get that many injuries. So it's just – it's got to be the turf itself or the conditions of the weather and the turf. Mm. But it's just bad, man. Those names are big-time names. These are not like, you know, just guys making mistakes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go. This is the one I want to talk about, though. First of all, I cannot believe the Packers tied. I should bet the odds now because I still think they're a good team, but they're not playing what was expected of them to play. Number one, number two, their defense gave up points, but number three, it was Micah Parsons' tackle that forced them to do a field goal, which tied the game. Right, Micah delivered. That was the most important tackle. They caught Dak, and now it was fourth down. They had to go for a 3-point field goal. Any thoughts on that, Byron?
The Packers, prior to all this, took all the chips and pushed them all into the middle when they went and got Micah Parsons, and their quarterback. For some reason, does not impress me. He's going to be their problem, because he's still kind of sort of a gunslinger / just throw the ball in the bad places kind of guy. They don't depend on, Josh Jacobs as a running back. Why don't you get turn around?
I like him.
25. Yeah, he runs hard, and he's from Tulsa, like Oklahoma, too. From Tulsa. And, why don't they rely, running the ball? Because you figure if things play out, nobody wants to go to Green Bay to play in the playoffs in the wintertime. Nobody. Nobody wants to go up there to play in that cold. So why don't they play to the
strong? By the way, just to make sure we correct, not to correct you, but just to make sure everybody understands what you mean by that. Opposing teams don't want to play because players like playing to Green Bay, but opposing teams don't like going there to have to play in the cold.
Not in the cold.
Especially they got great fans. So sorry about that, Byron. Go ahead. Great.
And, they need to rely more on the running game and, you know, and play action pass and that kind of stuff. And they do have a good defense and just, you know, play to their strength. But, you know, somehow, some reason, you know, coaches get it in their head. You know, I could throw the ball 25, 30, 40 times a game with this guy. He's just not that kind of guy right now.
He's one of those players that, and I do like him. But
who's one of the players? Who are we talking about?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Okay.
Jordan Love. He's one of those guys that if you rattle him, takes him completely out of his game. And I think that's what Dallas did. They rattled him a little bit. And, you know, I don't want to say he gets scared, but he definitely gets rattled to the point to where, like Byron said, he's throwing the ball in spots it doesn't need to be thrown. And it just forces turnovers.
Okay, but don't you think that part of that is also the fact that they're not using Josh Jacobs? You're putting that kid in that position, right? I mean, he's got to do something. And look, and you're playing against Dak, who's known to put up numbers. So, you know, run the ball. And wait a second, if I'm not mistaken, right, Dallas's run defense is terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's terrible. I mean, there was no defense in this game. Between the two teams, they put up almost 900 yards total. Okay? Passing, 325 for Zach. Dak, 319 for Jordan Love. He put up that point. Okay? He rushed rushing yards, 117 to 164. So this is an example. You weren't rushing. Yards per game were pretty even. First downs. Dallas had more first downs. Third down efficiency, great for Dallas, terrible for the Packers, which is because you're not running, right? Total plays, they punted four times. Remember what I said. What did I say about penalties? 11 penalties, 95 yards. Oh, no, sorry, that was Dallas. Dallas is uncontrollable.
It's always like that with Dallas.
No, I'm totally wrong. I was reading this wrong. Sorry, third down efficiency with Jordan Love was excellent. With Dallas, it was terrible at 4-11. So their defense held them off the field. You know, it's hard that when you put up that many points, it's hard to look at defense. But Byron, would you agree that if we're 4-11 on third down efficiency, defense did its job?
For the most part.
I mean, 33% of the time, 30-something percent of the time, actually 70-something percent of the time, they made the team get off the field or go fourth down. And Dallas was only 1-for-1, right? The Packers ran a lot more, 12 more plays, punts. Dallas punted four times. So that goes back to the third down efficiency. But and Dallas had a 95 yards penalty, ain't going to help them. We lost the fumble, and then everything in the minutes were the same. So Jordan Love didn't really play that bad of a game, though, Byron.
Yeah,
He had three touchdowns, no interceptions.
Still not bad. Run the ball, man. Run the ball.
I agree. I like Josh. I thought that's the reason why you went and got Josh Jacobs. Look at both quarterbacks played well. Dak was 31 of 40 for 319. And Love was 31 of 43. And three TDs. I mean, they both played well. So
yeah, they definitely still should have ran the ball more. I agree.
Number one, they should have ran the ball to control the time more, right? Because, you know, Dak's going to put up – and look, they put up 40 points without CeeDee Lamb. Like, that's scary, right? With CeeDee Lamb, it changes the game, right? And that could also be the defensive strategy change because CeeDee Lamb wasn't playing. But, again, I am happy Micah made an impact on that game. I think he would rather have won, but he's happy that he made an impact. Because if he didn't get that tackle – Dallas would have won the game. All right. Yeah. Let's go to hold on a second. Let's get to why did you do this for me? Jaden Daniels is expected to play this weekend versus the Chargers. So he's coming back and he's got to be pumped up. The Giants won. So what are your thoughts about that?
I think McLaurin's coming back too, Terry McLaurin. Mm. So that'll definitely be a spark for Jaden because that's his main guy. Mm-hmm. I obviously they thought he had to have last week off, which I agreed with. And if they feel and he feels that he's ready to go, why not?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like the kid. I want to see him play. Yeah. I want to see these kids play. I don't want to see them hurt.
Right.
Right. Burrow. I want to see Burrow play. I want to see the quarterbacks that we're excited about to play. All of them. Yeah. Right. They're all getting paid big dollars now, and they seem to get hurt more.
Right.
Right. So I don't know what's going on there, but all right, let's go. Shorthanded fail. They're 2-2. Right. So me, Byron. So thing is, the reason why I went to Washington to lose is because then everybody's got a shot other than Chase and Philly. Right. But if we can make the wild card, I'll take it. All right. And then. So let me ask you a question here. Look at this one. Ravens dropped to 1-3 after loss to the Chiefs. And they look bad. 20-37. And they're doing the same thing. They ain't running the ball. I don't understand what the problem with Harbaugh is. Byron. Are they done?
They're not playing Raven defense. You know, they were talking about that all week. They, you know, on defense, they don't look the same. You know, as far as they got after, you know, when they had like Rex Ryan back in the day and, you know, whoever was after Rex, they got after you every, you knew you were in a ball game with their defense. And now it's like, you know, they got Kyle Hamilton, you know, the all world free safety. You know, they went out and got I forgot what the other corner's name is. You know, and they got Marlon Humphrey. They got talent. They got plenty of, but for some reason, they're bad. Mm-hmm. They're bad on defense. You know, they don't tackle well. They're not getting interceptions. They're not causing fumbles. They're just not flat out playing, you know, Raven, defense. Then on the offensive side of the ball, like you said a thousand times, you got the big 250-pound, you know, running back. Like, give him the ball. Give it to him. You know, stop exposing, you know, Lamar Jackson. You know, I think he pulled a hamstring, so he was, you know, with that. So don't expose your quarterback. Turn around, give it to this big dude, and play Raven football. That's all they need to do.
Yeah, I agree with the whole it's not the Ravens defense. And then, like you said, they had Rex Ryan, and then they had Wink Martindale, which is who the Giants got Wink from. You know, so they had some defensive coordinators that were, you know, go get them kind of guys. And that's just been, like, absent for the last year or two.
Okay, so time out, though. In the playoffs, they continually change, and they gave him the ball less than 20 times. Their record with him greater than 20 times is a winning record. When he carries the ball, when Derrick Henry carries the ball more than 20 times, they win more games than they lose. Okay? He got the ball 8 times. Okay? And I understand maybe you're thinking you're playing from behind, so I have to throw. But, Byron, haven't we seen him bust through and break out long runs? That guy, dude's big and fast.
Then
so that's one. The other part from the defensive side, okay, this is my philosophy on it. I'd love to get your feedback. They're not playing Ravens defense, but there is no doubt, okay? Because I don't think – I think they switched their focus the second they picked Lamar Jackson. They became an offensive team. I'm going to beat you offensively, especially if it's an offensive league, right? And I think that hurts them because they're not thinking from the defensive perspective. If that's really our identity as a team. We're a defensive team, right? And since they've got Lamar, when have they had a really good defense? Like the teams you mentioned, Byron, those were historical defenses. You got Ed Reed, you got Ray Lewis, you got the Italian guy that passed away, Tony.
Saragusa.
I mean, you had some ballers, man. You know what I mean? Legitimate Hall of Famers. And you look at the quarterbacks they had. They had Trent Dilfer, right? And who was the other one? It wasn't Brad Johnson. He was with Tampa.
Joe Flacco.
Flacco. You had Trent Dilfer and Flacco. And no offense to those guys, but they were just quarterbacks that maintained the game. You won it on defense. You put up just enough points. We're going to stop them. We're going to get turnovers, right? How do you do that when you have this, you know, Lamar's a generational talent. He's an offensive weapon. But you got two of them and you're not doing anything with. And when you throw the ball more, the team gets the ball. I'm just wanted to say, what are your, let's just use that narrative. Do you think that because they have Lamar Jackson, they've geared away more from defense because they're working offense? That's the question. Byron?
It's weird because, like, when you look at them on offense, they really don't have, like, the receivers that are – they have good ones. They don't have that guy, you know, a receiver. And they're more like a want to throw to the tight end when they had, like, Mark Andrews, the other one that I got, the other kid that got, you know, hurt. He's out.
Isaiah and Likely.
Did they get rid of that fullback, that big, giant, 300-pound fullback they had? Is he still playing with them? Richards? Riker.
I think they. I think he might be on a practice squad.
And previous to this year, you had that big 300-pound, you know, fullback leading, you know, Henry into the hole or whatever back there. And then they're not, for some reason, just raving football. They're like, all right, we're paying, you know, Lamar all this money. Let's let him do his thing. That's pretty much what they're doing. Like, you run around, you know, break a run, run around, look for somebody.
But hold on. But based on you saying that, would you agree that lies into the fact of what I'm saying, that they're relying on him and less on their defensive strategy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the question.
They're paying him $50 million plus or whatever they're paying him. So, yes, he has to do his thing every week.
Yeah, I mean, I could go to the point of, you know, like Byron was saying, we were saying earlier about, you know, the defensive coordinators, because defensive coordinators, for the most part, will have a say in the not the owner, but the head coach's ear as to, you know, what kind of guys he wants to draft, what kind of guys they want to bring in, who would fit the scheme more. Now, their DC now is Zachary Orr, and he's been the linebackers coach up until 2 years ago when they switched him over to the DC. But again, like, has he been in, you know, the coach's ear saying, look, we need to do this, this, and this? I don't think so. At least not like Wink and not like Rex were, because, you know, those guys were in the head coach's ear.
Yeah, but it's I okay. I agree with that, but I'm going to counter it. Still, the question is, if you're saying defensive coordinator, okay, are you saying that the question is, because they have Lamar Jackson and his ability to be an offensive explosion, right? Do you think that's where they started, you know, going away from their identity of being a defensive team that won Super Bowls on defense? This is the question. Yes, I mean, you gave a good point. I just want to know what your answer to that is.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree. I'd have to say, yeah, they've turned their focus to more offensive guys. I mean, again, you picked up Lamar. You brought in guys like, you know, Derrick Henry. Didn't they bring in a receiver too?
Yeah,
who it was. But I mean, yeah, no,
Andrews is good. Andrews is good.
Yeah, Andrews is good. But again, like you said, you know, they're focused a little more. I agree. I think they're focused a little more on their offense than they are their defense. And like we've said, their defense has been their breadwinner for years.
Mm-hmm. And look, you also look, Byron, let's not take away from Spags. I mean, Spags is, his defenses have been good historically, right? Both in championships for Giants and for them. So you look at, he held down to 3 of 10, same thing as Kansas City, 1 of 4 on fourth down. Kansas City was 4 for 4 on fourth down. Okay. They ran 70 more plays. He got sacked 3 times, right? The penalties weren't so bad. He lost a fumble. That was defense. And he threw an interception. That was defense, right? You get sacked 3 times. Let me ask you something. If you get sacked 3 times, you lose a fumble and you got an interception, that's defense.
Usually you lose.
But that's defense, no? Yeah. So you got to give yes. But I still don't understand how Derrick Henry could ever play in a game where he doesn't have at least double digits in rushing attempts, ever. And I don't understand how you don't look at the, where's the data? And I remember, Byron, we don't hear too much of the analytics anymore. Is either that just passed or what? I, you know, we were, how many times for a couple of years we were making fun of it. Where are the analytics of running 20 something times and what's the record, right? And he did the same thing in the playoffs. He ran them for less than 20 times in the play. There was no reason to rest them.
Right.
You know, so I, again, I think that I think Harbaugh needs to go back to, you know, okay, I got to play defense. You know, I got to get better defensive players. I can't worry about, you know, what I'm putting around a Lamar, whatever, because he's been great. He's been an MVP. He can't be an MVP if his receivers aren't catching the ball. I don't care whose name they are. Is that a fair statement? Because he's not making MVP just on his rushing. Now, his rushing does help. Don't get me wrong. But he's got to throw touchdowns. He's got to have efficiency. He's got to have yards as a quarterback, right, to win an MVP.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, he can do it. Now, play defense. Because to be honest with you, he's been getting a lot of blame, like how far he can go into playoffs, this and that. I'll be honest with you, based on what I've seen, I blame the coaches. They change. Byron, how many times we talk about they go into playoffs, it ain't the same team that was playing the regular season.
Wait, here, let's talk the name. Todd Monken, offensive coordinator. Todd Monken, let's throw his name out there because he was the one that did it the last time they screwed up.
Oh, man. Okay. So, anyhow, that's the deal with those guys. And it's sad, but, you know, hey, I don't like to see Kansas City going down too bad either. All right, let's go to the next. Ravens, Lamar. You think they're done for the season, though? That's the question. You think they got a shot?
I wouldn't say they're done, but it doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. If they don't start, if they don't come out this week, yeah, if they don't come out this week with a win, it might be the end of the season or close to it.
Mm. All right, let's go here. Look at all the quarterbacks injured. 49ers are missing Percy, although Percy Purcell, Jennings versus the Rams. This kid just got paid, man. Huh? He just got paid. Mm-hmm. So here, I'm looking something up. His toe, he got his toe. You said his toe hurts?
Yeah, he stubbed his toe.
Pick up turf toe. He stubbed his toe in his new apartment, Byron, that he can afford now?
Yeah, he can afford one now in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Byron, he got turf toe on the grass.
He said under $1 million, he couldn't afford an apartment getting paid $1 million.
No, not in San Francisco. Very, very expensive.
All right. And then what do you think about here? What do you think about Tyree? He tore his muscle, including ACL, but he seemed like he was like happy. Was it me or he was like smiling and thing? What do you think? Did you see that?
It was gruesome. Like it was bad.
Yeah, that hurt looking at it.
I thought it was a lot worse. And they said it was – I mean, he did tear some ligaments, but they said it was mostly a dislocation. Like, so obviously it was something they could pop back in. But, again, it did do damage to the ligaments, which is going to keep him out the rest of the season. But it looked bad.
That hurt looking at it.
Yeah. But, did you see him getting wheeled off?
Yeah. He's probably just keeping it positive. Yeah. Yeah, shock probably shock. Number one.
Okay. Here's a stat for you. The Baltimore Ravens are 8-0 when Derrick Henry has 20 or more rush attempts. This game includes the 2024 season up to the point that the data was retrieved. Help me with that. How does the guy get the ball 8 times against a team you have to knock off Mount Rushmore?
Mm.
8-0.
Yeah.
That's a question only Coach Harbaugh can answer.
And then he ran the ball for 70 times in the playoffs. In the game they lost. All right. Well, let's get going. So we're wrapping this up. All right. Let's wrap it up a little bit. Anything you would need to bring? Oh, happy birthday again, Devonta. How was the party?
The party was wonderful. We partied like rock stars.
Did you really? It looked nice. Awesome. Yeah, you sent my birthday to her, right?
You know I told her, man. Come on, man. I would never hear the end of it if I did.
Yes, right. I had you live. I had you live. It was his sister and I graduated high school together. So we know each other for a long time. All righty. So let's do some predictions real quick. I ain't going to do the spreadsheet. We'll have to get it later, Byron. I can't do both. I know. All right. 49ers, Rams.
Byron. Rams.
Big Rams, blue Byron.
Rams.
Cowboys at Jets.
Cowboys.
Jets. I think I'll pull it out. I gotta go against them. I don't trust the Cowboys. They put up 40 points one game, barely put up points the next game. Giants at Saints. Ooh.
I'm taking the Giants.
I'm taking the Saints.
Man,
I told you. That's why I said it first. If I would have said it last, he would have picked the Giants, right? But I said the Giants quickly. To see if he'd go. He's picking the Saints. Saints ain't gonna lose crap. Giants gonna speed. They gonna whip on him. All right, Commanders at Chargers. Oof. I'm gonna go. I don't think the Chargers are gonna lose two games in a row. Not Harbaugh. And coming off an injured Jaden Daniels too. And they're playing LA. They're playing in LA. So I'm just giving you all my reasons.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Chargers with that too.
Yeah, me too. Me three.
All right. Bucks at Seahawks. I'll go Bucks. I think same thing. I think what's his name? My man Baker Mayfield is not happy with the last loss. He threw a terrible ball, by the way. Should never thrown that ball.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Bucks.
I'm gonna go Seahawks at home.
All right. Seahawks at home. By the way, I want to see something real quick. Sam Darnold. How's he playing? I heard he's playing pretty decent. Byron?
I haven't really seen
much of him.
Well, I haven't heard bad about him either. You know, if he was like fumbling.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got no he's got good, a pass. No, dude, he's no got a passer. He's look, bro. He's got a passer rating 106. He's got a completion ratio of 70%. He's thrown for 900 yards, 5 touchdowns only, and 2 interceptions. That's so great. But he's been sacked 6 times. But he's pretty efficient. He's just they're not putting up a lot of points. All right, but hey, he's doing well. Oh man, I don't know what the heck this is. We'll have the rest of the predictions. Can't put any more predictions in there. All right, well, we'll figure it out from there. All right, any parting words? What you ready for this weekend? Who's playing tonight?
I don't even remember.
That's how big it is.
I know. Honestly, I don't even remember.
It'll be sad if it's actually a big game. And
I know, right?
We don't even know. Huh?
The Vikings and the Browns, isn't it?
Oh, that's why.
Oh, it's
San Francisco at 49ers, and San Francisco's up 14-0. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But damn. I guess we don't know because it wasn't really with these guys hurt.
Yeah.
And 49ers at 14-0. Something's happening with the Rams.
Yeah. You know, I'm a little focused on the Yankees tonight.
Oh, that's what I'm about to watch right now, dude. Hey, listen to me. I'm gonna end it with this. All right. I always say that the Yankees are a 3-point basketball team. Okay. That when the 3-point's dropping and that's what you only do, man, unstoppable. When it ain't dropping and you got nothing else, Byron, what happens? Right. So the Yankees equivalent are home runs. They'll spank teams, they'll put up 7 home runs, and, you know, it doesn't happen in the playoffs, man.
No.
You can put one. You're not. Look at the scores, 3-1, 5-something. It's not. We need the pitch. It scares me, right? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Basketball equivalent to 3-pointers. They're relying on the home runs. At least Judge now is getting base hits and stuff. But you don't see Stanton get a lot of base hits.
No.
You know what I mean? We had bases loaded bases loaded with no outs. And we couldn't get a run. No outs, bases loaded. In Yankee Stadium. That's the other thing, by the way, guys. They I'm happy, but it's unfair. They changed the playoff format, Byron, in baseball. The wild card is it's best out of three, but all the games are played at the higher seed home. Mm-hmm. Boston doesn't get anything. They don't
I was shocked to see that.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing three home games in a row. I guess they're speeding it up.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time I ever see them play back to back to back.
Yeah, same.
Right? Normally there's a break in between, but it's probably because of travel time. I guess they're trying to speed up the game because baseball is long. Mm-hmm. But it's terrible for the businesses in Boston and for the fans. Yeah. But I think the businesses get hurt the most.
Right.
Right? Because the revenue not coming in. All right. Big Blue, how can some people reach you? They want to talk Giants.
All my social media, Big Blue Ant 72 or Big Blue Ant 825. Across Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can find me there.
Awesome.
One thing I want to say real quick, my wife's Puerto Rican, and there's a lot of talk about the whole Bad Bunny thing at the halftime. I'm embracing it. Have at it. You know, NFL is becoming worldwide. Why not have someone like him to make that next step?
First of all, I'm Puerto Rican. Okay, number one. Okay, number two. A Puerto Rican is American Commonwealth.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like he's coming from another country. He's coming from born in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. He's American.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the issue that they have him coming out? He's changed his music because I didn't like him at first. I start liking him now. Yeah. It's changed his style of music. You know, at first I didn't like him either, or I didn't like his music. I didn't like him. You understand? But his music is evolved.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what's the issue? What is it they don't like about him? What are they saying?
Just because they don't understand what he's saying. I mean, that's literally what it is.
Yep.
Not for nothing. The way Kendrick Lamar raps, I didn't understand much of that either.
I didn't understand a word either.
See?
Exactly. Hey, look, but he's an international. He's from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously he has to do a clean show. They're not going to pick a person who doesn't do a clean show. Right. And they got to diversify. They've had everybody. They've had, they've had country people. They've had, you know, raps. They had, pop singers. They've had everything, you know, in the Super Bowl halftime. I mean, they had Snoop, Dre, Eminem. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. 50 Cent. I mean, and, you know, who wasn't in there that should have been in that was from the West Coast? There was somebody that we were missing that didn't. And perform, but anyways, you know, they got to diversify. So yeah, I know people don't, but they like it, they don't like it, but it's really don't watch it. Right. But let's see how many people do what.
Turn the volume down if you don't like it. There you go. Yeah,
exactly. Go eat a wing.
Put a timer on and change your channel for a little bit.
Have a wing and a smile while Bad Bunny blows it up. All right. So good for him. I'm glad he's doing well. I'm glad he's changing up his music so you could like it. He's, you know, they're going to go for what's popular. That's what you pay for, right? Those tickets go expensive, right? And you know we're going to have to pay for that Super Bowl one day. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Well, don't forget, every Thursday, what time, Byron? 8 p.m. We do that Big Blue. He puts up every set of numbers because no matter what our friends ask us, we tell them it's 8 p.m. on Thursday for 6 years. They're like, what time's the podcast? Okay. I don't understand. So don't forget live. Subscribe on all our channels. I got you guys just predicted the Thursday night game. Laugh out loud. We did, but we picked the wrong team. Santiago. Also, I want to give a shout out to hold on. To my doctor that I went to today. You know, I'm getting my surgery on Tuesday, Byron.
Prayers out to you.
Where is it? Okay. Dr. Peter Michael. I went there for Regenix. So what they're going to do is like peptides, stem cells, and PRP for my knee. Got phenomenal practice on Ponce de Leon. It's care, wellness, but Regenix in Miami and Coral Gables. I want to go shout out for Dr. Peter Michael. He was fantastic. Helped me. You know, they were on time. I was in there. My leg drained. I feel I could actually squat. My whole leg can bend. and he helped me with my back. So shout out to him. Here, let me see. I got a picture of this thing. Shout out to his company's name. But he was fantastic. I got nothing but good stuff to say. The Miami Wellness Pain Relief Comfort. Miami Wellness. So if you're in the South Florida area or anywhere in South Florida and you need some wellness, knee pain, Regenerix, peptides, stem cell, I'd go there. All right, gentlemen, you have a good night. God bless. And let's go Giants. Peace.